Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Larry Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Raines reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Raines fields it and throws to first for the out. Harshman moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Wirtz moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to home to get Wirtz. Colavito moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Maris moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. Maris tags and moves to third. Avila tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 0-for-1 in the game. Win hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harshman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raines fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive towards short. Caris Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Ron Northey pinch hits for Jim Landis. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a pop-up towards third. Rain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Raines is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris throws the ball into Raines, who relays the ball to Avila, who tags Lawler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aparicio scores. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a line drive towards first. Dropo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Kenny Kuhn pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Gene Woodling pinch hits for early win. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Cal McLish now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rivera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Howell now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 4 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Narragón reaches third base with a triple. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Paul Lapalme now pitching. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Raines reaches second base with a double. Narragón scores. McLish moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Smith reaches second base with a double. McLish scores. Raines scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-5 in the game. Maris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raines fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.